Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:10, and as we were saying, Mohsen Amini is the youngest ever winner of the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. He's going to be on stage at the Cambridge Junction next Monday as part of Scotland's celebrated Talisk Trio. Hopefully he is on the line.
Hello, how are you getting on?
Hiya, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 105.
Thank you.
You were gigging last night, weren't you?
We were, yeah. We're up in the King's Place in London.
How did it go?
It was absolutely slamming. It was absolutely brilliant.
Bit of a late night, so thank you for joining us so early this morning.
I was a bit worried about doing this so early.
He's just got in.
He's not been to bed yet.
You're not losing your things alive.
I'm not lying to you. There's alarms are going on off my phone while I'm on the phone.
So you set about three of them to make sure.
Exactly, yeah.
So you're the youngest ever winner of the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. That is an incredible achievement. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
When it says youngest ever, may I ask how old you are?
I'm 25.
Okay. So how long have you been performing? When did it all start?
The Talisk thing started when we were, I think 5 years ago, because we won a young folk award when we were about 20 or whatever.
Mm.
And we basically started Talisk as we had one gig to do. And we didn't really want to do the gig. And we wanted to not do it, leave it, chuck it. And we tried to cancel the gig. We started with a 5-piece, we ended up with a 4-piece, it ended up with a 3-piece. Tried to cancel the gig, we said we had to do the gig, so we said we'll do it. We got a temporary name, inspired by like a bottle of whiskey that was on the table at the moment.
Brilliant.
And did an up classic. And did the gig, and then it went well enough. And then our fiddler, Hayley Keenan, she was like, let's just enter the Young Folk Award. Everything into it, we ended up winning it. And six years later, we're still here. And it's now a full-time job and we tour the world having a great time.
Amazing. So, full-time job now, that's it.
Yep. It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
So winning a national radio award like the Radio 2 Folk Awards, what does that do for your profile now?
Well, a lot of people, it's more just like a stamp of trust. And people, whenever you get like a BBC Radio 2 award beside you, people trust that it's going to be good. Do you know what I mean? Most people are amazing. A lot of bands are unbelievable. But if you have the seal of approval of the BBC, people just take you. I don't know. It's funny. They take you more seriously, and they think you're more worth booking or whatever.
Mm.
Which is hilarious because everyone's amazing. So everyone's unbelievable. People are really good. Do you know what I mean? But it just gives people confidence about you, thinking that if BBC say you're good, then you must be good.
That's it. So, you must be good.
Do you know what I mean? That's the thing, though. I mean, it doesn't mean we are. Do you know what I mean? It just means that someone thought on that day that we were. So. No, it works really well for us. When you get a lot of festivals as a thing. You get like Cambridge Festival, Festival, you get Towersey and Cropsey Festival. So you do get quite a lot of quite a good step up.
That's a good point, actually. So obviously in the summer here in Cambridge we have the pretty well known Cambridge Folk Festival. You'll have to come down.
We did it.
Oh, you've done it. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we closed Saturday night.
I see.
Oh, I bet my old mate Les Ray was sniffing round. Did you catch up with Les? Our very own folk. Yeah, he's a big fella. He will sort you up. But I don't know, he's our folk man down here at Cambridge 105 Radio. And, he's all about the folk.
Oh, God, yeah.
I was wondering who else you're listening to, whether it's like from the folk scene or other mainstream artists who's having maybe an influence on the kind of music that you guys are making at the moment.
Oh, God, I'm the worst person to talk to about this because I love, honestly, it's horrendous and hilarious, but I love like minimalist classical piano music.
Ooh.
Which is like the most out there non-folky thing and nothing like what we do. Our shows are like pumping and you're dancing, you're jumping about, and then I come home and I like spray my pillow with lavender and I'll sit down and cry. and I'll cry, cry myself to sleep. I love it.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that with us.
It's a bit tragic, if I'm being completely honest.
I love it. Musicians with a bit of poeticism and the tragedy. I'm all there for
See,
it.
That's what your folk musicians do, kind of like your country musicians as well. They've got it all going on in their lives, and which lends them towards pretty good songwriting and performing.
So we're going to hear your track, Montreal, and could you just tell us a little bit about it?
So it was just Montreal is the title track of our album. Oh no, it's not the title track at all. It's the opening track of our album, and we released it as a single. And it's basically, when you don't have a song behind it, you have to come up with a story behind the tune to make it a little bit more interesting. I was basically trying to fly over to Canada. I was flying over to Canada to Halifax to record an album, and flew over, and then I had to land in Montreal for a connection, and there was a massive snowstorm, and ended up having all the flights cancelled. Everyone was cancelled. It was horrific. We had to wait. I went over, and they basically said that there's no other flights until the next week to get to Halifax. But I was supposed to be recording that week and heading back on the Monday, and this was a Thursday. So basically, by the time they get me to Halifax, I was supposed to be already going home.
It's expensive, and studio time as well. You can't be sitting in an airport lounge when the studio's booked and the musicians are ready for you.
Oh, tell me about it. It was totally horrific. I was trying to put like a smile on anyway. I'm just like, it's fine, it's okay. And then went to the queue to like sort my flights and all the rest of it. And then I turned around and I hadn't seen my family in about 15 years over in Canada. And then my mum had like planned that they were all going to meet me and surprise me. So I ended up meeting my family, surprising me. And they took me in for the night. I changed my flight. Then the news crew were at the airport and they were filming the snowstorm. And they saw everyone raging. Everyone was raging. But I was delighted. I was having a great time. And they were like, I'm going to film that guy. So I ended up making national news.
Are you serious?
Honestly, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Free bed and breakfast as well.
Honestly, it was brilliant. We turned on the radio when we were in the car home and we were on the news. It was brilliant.
That is fantastic. I need to find that clip on YouTube. So basically, Montreal is a bit of an emotional roller coaster for you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, well, we are going to listen to that now. Thank you so much for talking to us. We've really enjoyed it. And you're in Cambridge on Monday night playing at the Junction.
We are, yep. It's a standing gig and it's going to be an absolute slammer.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Okay, everyone going along to that is going to love it. Thank you so much and congratulations again on your Radio 2 Folk Awards. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll catch you after.